The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Well, now, the coronavirus has already hit many industries, including the agri-food sector. The nationwide closure of restaurants, beef price cuts, restrictions on livestock market trading has already rocked the farming industry. So to find out what protections are in place for farmers, along with the lasting impact this may have on the industry, we're joined by the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Michael Creed. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, you have announced a new telephone helpline for farmers. What is it and what can it offer?
Oh, Pat, you've caught me cold. I don't have the number offhand, but it is on the department's website. And it was an initiative that, you know, finally took place yesterday. I would like to say maybe at the outset, though, that to acknowledge that as we are in this global challenge, one of the critical aspects is that people can be fed. And I'd like to acknowledge the role of our primary producers, our farmers and our fishermen, and also everybody along the food supply chain who's
okay. By the way, Minister, before you carry on, I'll give the number. It's 076-106-4468. I'll repeat that. 076-106-4468, open 9:30 to 12:30, and then from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, just so farmers know. But they can, as you say, check it out on the department's website. So food production, we know, is vital. People are depending on supplies reaching the supermarkets, some of those supplies coming from overseas, but much of it generated at home.
Yeah, and look, farmers are milking cows, rearing cattle, planting crops, and all of the processing capacity is still in operation, and that's critical to keeping food on our supermarket shelves. And I think everybody in that supply chain deserves our thanks. This is a national effort. Our frontline health workers are critical, but so also are these people who are, notwithstanding kind of panic shopping on occasions, are making sure that our supermarket shelves are supplied. And I think there is great credit due to them, notwithstanding kind of all of the challenges that they face now. And they are myriad for our agri-food side, in particular because we are an outward-looking, exporting over 90% of what we produce. It's a really, really challenging time now. And we are working with our partners across the European Union to look for the appropriate supports that are necessary to get us through this on the fishing side in terms of engagement, which I've had with the industry there, support for tie-up, support for storage, and indeed across at the agricultural sector, you know, support for interventions in the marketplace, storage capacity, exceptional aid measures for farmers, particularly in the livestock sector.
So how much has demand gone down? I mean, as you point out, people still have to be fed. Whether they buy a burger in a burger joint or buy in their local supermarket some beef to make their own burgers, people still have to be fed. So to what extent has the market vanished? And what about other countries who depended on supplies of Irish beef? I mean, we're buying stuff from China still. Are they buying beef from us?
Beginning to reopen the Chinese connections, but just on a headline, the breakdown in terms of our exports would be about 40% to retail and about 60% to food service. Food service is, you know, your fast food joints, restaurants, hotels, and to be honest, that has virtually collapsed across all of our major markets. So there's a real challenge. There has been some consequent increase in the retail side, but not at an order of magnitude that would compensate for what we're losing in those markets. We're also being impacted on the international marketplace by a further development in this dynamic, and that is where we're supplying retail. For example, our meat exports to Italy, for example, as one incident. We're now finding that Italian beef production that would have been directed at food service in Italy is now beginning to displace our product on retail shelves in Italy. So there's a really knock-on consequence for us in the retail side as well. Compounded, for example, by sterling difficulties, 50% of our exports nearly go to the UK, 40% of our exports, sorry, go to the UK. Sterling fluctuations is making that more difficult. So we're in a really, really unprecedented, difficult challenge.
I mean, I saw. Okay, so what are you doing, therefore, for farmers?
I've been in contact with the both commissioners, in fact, spoken to them in the context of a Council of Agriculture Ministers last week, and indeed by telephone I've spoken with them, looking for specific interventions on the fishery side, as I said, for storage aid, for a tie-up so that there's little point in our boats fishing where there isn't a market for the product they're bringing ashore. On the agriculture side, looking for aid for private storage, intervention, looking for exceptional aid measures for the livestock sector. And I do expect that there will be developments in that context from both commissioners, the Marine Commissioner and the Agriculture Commissioner, that there will be developments on that in the short term. Obviously, we're also looking at what needs to be done domestically. We have a capacity to respond under state aid rules, and we're engaged, obviously, with the Department of Finance on those matters in terms of quantifying the scale of the hit. It is the case, I suppose, to date, that there has been only the beginning of the manifestation of the price impact, and I think that will accelerate significantly in the coming days and weeks. And as we quantify and gather more information, we will be hopefully able to tailor interventions appropriate to the scale of that difficulty.
I was reading that an Irish software firm is developing a virtual system for marts to conduct livestock auctions, and I think the process has been experimented with a pilot auction at Carnaross in County Meath. It's called Livestock Live. Are you going to go with that?
Well, I'm aware of it, and I've had discussions with people who were advocating that intervention. It is a matter for each individual mart what process they wish to submit to us now for clearance. But I do think technology will play a role. What we were very anxious, as we took, for understandable reasons, the ring side out of the sales equation in Marts, we were anxious that some of the infrastructure that Marts have, weighing facilities, assembly points, databases of buyers and sellers, that we would be able to retrieve some of that in a revised arrangement. And indeed, the online piece is also something we're prepared to engage with. But it is up now to each individual Mart to submit to us their proposed operating procedure, and if that cuts the mustard in terms of the guidelines that we have to operate within, they will get approval. I think that technology offers significant potential.
All right, we leave it there. Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Michael Creed, thank you very much for joining us.